Streaming live on a radio rope from a world near you, it's CKNWR radio station, servicing the city of Adobe Skyscraper, the surrounding Atobega County, and if weather permits, even further than that.
Join us this week for an episode of Morning Spa, where your hosts Harold Kellogg and J.P. Spline help to ease you into your morning, giving you news, information, music, and an atmosphere of spa. Morning Spa. Welcome to this morning spa. This morning has found its way to be very spa so far. I'd like to introduce myself as your host in the spa. My name is, of course, Harold Kellogg, and my co-host on this morning spa is...
Well, I'm Johnny Pine, but you can call me J.P. Spline.
You know, spline is just a mix of a couple different words.
It's true. It's very morning.
It's a very morning spa name. So there were a few things that did happen last night, right leading up to the spa of this morning. And one of those has to do with the fact that an agreement has been met across the way.
Oh yes, the toad will be accepted by both parties.
The toad will be accepted by both political parties as the mascot for this year's elections.
That really simplifies the wait. What are these elections for again?
Oh, these are the city council elections.
That's right, yes. The toad is supposed to give voters a positive attitude when they're in the booth.
Well, toads are wise, but they're also kind of impulsive. I guess that's what makes this country great. Voter turnout's probably going to be about normal, though, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, but there'll be a lot of kids there. Unfortunately, only a handful of them can vote. They really like the toad mascot. I think they'll be good voters in a couple years.
Maybe it was an investment in the future, who knows? At any rate, we have live coverage that we taped earlier yesterday that we're going to show you now.
Yes. This was in the early morning pre-spa.
Yes, so let's go to that now. This is the agreement between the parties that the toad will be accepted.
I hereby call today's decree to meet about this toad to be accepted or not as the mascot of this year's Olympics in the voting booth, so to speak. I, as Senator Leslie Hessler of the 4th District of Adobe Skyscraper, do say that I agree to accept the toad on behalf of the Green Party. Agree?
Yeah, agree. Yeah, agree.
As
As part of the Green Party, I agree.
And I, Ronald Unite, of the 9th District of Adobe Skyscraper, also have taken my consideration in deciding to, on behalf of the Grey Party and all that the Grey Party stands for, agree to the acceptance of the Toad as the mascot of this year's voting cycle for the City Council. All agree on behalf of the Grey Party to accept the Toad?
Yay, agree.
I'm a part of the Grey Party. I accept. The Toad will be accepted by both parties.
Unfortunately, gets very angry when it's called a frog. We haven't seen it since that performance. We hope he'll be back. The next city council election is 15 years from tomorrow.
Yeah, it seemed that the speaker on behalf of the Toad, who didn't actually introduce himself by name, was actually on the city council as a senator. And as a member of the Green Party.
Green Party?
Yeah. So some people think that Mr. Toad's response was a little biased. Maybe some liberties were taken in its translation.
Is this something the Green dispute?
Well, that's one of the Green Party policies, is to keep a lot of swamps around.
Well, swamps are green. Grass is green. And we can see that the grass is green now on Morning Spa.
The grass is just beginning to turn from a sort of lavender purple gray into a little bit of a green. Yeah, this morning is spying very well.
Ah, did you hear that?
I did.
I believe that might be the beginning of somebody's morning.
Morning has begun somewhere.
I hope you're listening to Morning Spa, sir.
That's a response. He says spa across the airwaves.
Spa, sir. Spa.
Good morning on Morning Spa.
Welcome to Morning Spa.
We are now entering the realm of Morning Spa music medley, and a Morning Spa medley might approach us at any time. Sometimes Morning Spa medleys exist multiple times throughout a morning, especially if there's a lot of spa, am I right?
The more spa, the more morning.
Indeed. Which reminds me, if you're going to be traveling this morning, Spa, a good idea is to fly. Think about taking some of the inner city flights.
Does the sky look friendly out there, this morning, Spa?
With the heavy amount of morning, Spa in the air, the sky has a very friendly look right now. Very good uplift. Not a lot of crosswinds.
Thank you. buried beneath the wandering wild. Peace so vague, spread for a mile. Buried beneath the wandering wild. The dawn of the glowing so clean. The dawn of the glowing so clean. The dawn of the glitters and gleams. El dawn of
Recently on Morning Spa, we had some poetry competition to see who could accurately capture spa on paper.
It was a double-blind study where participants read the poetry of the contestees and determined whether it woke them up or not.
Like a morning spa.
Exactly.
Some of the entries were a little too jarring. They would wake you up like a buzzsaw.
Buzz spa to your brain.
Very harsh.
Very unspa.
Yes, so those were not scored very highly. There were also ones that never quite woke you up. They just never quite...
There were some that were just a series of periods.
A large series of periods.
A few hundred one-word poems.
Yes. Now, those sometimes touch on an aspect of spa, but it's so brief, it doesn't really count, because that's very un-spa to be very brief.
Spa, unabbreviated for 75 years. Spa.
This is the winner's poetry that he wrote into a song, Billy Matreus, a little 9-year-old out in Pluto.
The song that we're playing here is a poem he wrote, and it's called My Best Friend the Bunny. You might have noticed on the previous segment that the poem that the young student submitted didn't actually have any words. It just had a title, My Best Friend the Bunny.
My best friend the bunny. Very spa.
Very spa. You don't need words, you can just understand from the title. And that's where we got that little musical track. They fed the title through one of those musication faxes.
Musication faxes.
Yeah, if you want to send somebody a fax that's just a score, you can write down a little note and send it through a musication fax and it'll score it for you. It's pretty handy.
Pretty handy, but not many people use it anymore.
No. No.
Ever since the fad of writing down your music in blood.
Yeah.
Because the musication fax machine degrades the blood.
Yeah. So when that craze caught on a couple of years ago, it got relatively easy to draw your blood, mix it with fountain pen ink. But unfortunately, if you run a fax with that, it will burn the paper. I don't know the physics behind that.
My son has a pen with a hypodermic needle on the top.
Yeah.
So if he needs some ink, he could stab his neighbor, get some blood. He's good to roll. He can do his homework.
Yeah, you gotta be careful about doing that. Sometimes people don't agree. It's a very un-spa thing to do, actually.
That's true. That's teenager, though.
Yeah, teenagers, you guys can spa too, okay?
Teenagers can spa. This has been our Teenager Warning Spa.
Teenager Warning Spa on Warning Spa.
We'd like to give a shout out to all the trash can men out there listening to Morning Spa today.
Hello to the trash can men.
We appreciate your enthusiasm and attention. We know it's a great way to wake up in the morning, driving in a big truck, looking for some trash. What is the trash like?
Here comes the trash man, picking up the trash, picking up my breakfast order. Here comes the trash man, picking up the trash, picking up my breakfast order. The trash is bad some days, he says, the trash was a breakfast order. From 2 or 3 months back, he says, the trash was a breakfast order.
Disgusting there in the sun. Very incorrect.
Slave on the pie. Slave on the pie. Disgrace a human then. Kill a chicken.
Guess which of the remaining is the worst of the slew. But that's neither here nor there.
Spa does not make your moral judgments.
We let the listener decide.
Spa.
If you would like to donate to the Spa tree planting service, you can donate $5 a month. That will plant you 2 trees. Unfortunately, the winter trees will most likely die, giving you a success rate of 75%.
Listen to your gardener. Take a ride with me down to the county store. some gloves, gotta get some more gasoline. Gotta trim a hedge, gotta make it keen.
Companionship and advice. Noah's Gardener.
Yeah, so Noah's Gardener.
Yeah, he's put himself out as a companion and a gardener coach.
That's true.
You should see some of his gardens. They're very spa. It seems that the morning has got a few technical difficulties coming on right now.
You can expect technical difficulties this morning. Perhaps your refrigerator won't open, or you might lose your keys. Please be aware of these things as you start your morning.
Indeed. Well, to lead us out of this morning spa, we're now going to play the song theme of the day.
The song theme of the day.
Yeah. So our song theme of today's today turns out to be this song right here. Take this with you into your day. Take that with you into your day. This has been another episode of Morning Spa on CKNWR, Adobe Skyscraper.
Extraducing J.P. Spline.
And extraducing Harold Kellogg.